Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 7 and verses 14 to 15. The flock shepherded. Let me read the verses to you. Micah 7, 14 to 15. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, which lives by itself in a forest, in fertile pasture lands. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in days long ago. As in the days when you came out of Egypt, I will show them my wonders. Micah 7, 14 to 15. What a picture. Remember, this is an agrarian society, an agricultural people. They live on the land. They farm. They have crops. They have livestock. And the picture here, and it's a figurative picture, surely is of great blessing indeed. Let me pick out the main points. Judah, Israel, is described as a flock of sheep. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance. John chapter 10. The people of God are the sheep, the elect sheep of God. They're herded and protected and defended by the shepherd. And there is the shepherd. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, and so on. The strong, sure, knowledgeable shepherd. He knows where the best food is. He knows where the best pastures are. He knows how to protect. He's full of confidence. He controls the flock. He knows what they should do. And the flock is a separated people. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, which lives by itself in a forest. Yes, a separated, far from the madding crowd, as Thomas Gray put it. Be ye separate, says the Lord to his people. Israel had to be separate. And God has said, I will look after you. I will myself will be your shepherd with my rod. He speaks of the forest. He speaks of a fertile pasture. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in days long ago, in fertile pasture lands. Let them be blessed, a happy people, protected, with plenty of food. They're feeding in peaceful conditions. They're a happy, contented flock. They're successful, and they're delivered, and they're redeemed from slavery and cruelty, as in the days when you came out of Egypt. I will show them my wonders. Now, this is the picture. The flock shepherded, redeemed, separated, in happy contentment and peace, feeding gently and without any fear, separated from the world, shepherded by God himself. What a picture. We live in a very different culture today. We live in a culture which is more like a madhouse, the 21st century. We are slaves of time and money and pressures and sorrows and worries and stress and tension and depression. Money, violence and fear is the great cry of the age in which we live. This is an age in the Bible here. This is a time and a people of contentment and protection, of simplicity, separation. Now, why are we in such a corrupt state? Why was Israel in such a corrupt state? The Book of Lamentations, for example, and the exile and all that. Why did all that come in and break all this wonderful picture? Why was Adam thrown out of the Garden of Eden? Because of sin, because of sin. This, of course, this picture, is a wonderful deliverance for Israel. But I believe it to be a great and glorious picture of Christ's deliverance of his people from the power and slavery and dominion of sin. We need peace. We need contentment. We need the removal of sorrow. Christ in his salvation and redemption now. And of course, when he comes again, in the everlasting bliss, where there be no sorrow, no tears, no night, no day. When all will be perfect bliss. Oh, unbeliever, don't you long for it? Well, then come to Christ now. Believer, this is our lot. Remember what Paul said. We have the sentence of death in ourselves, but we had our hope in God, who will raise us from the dead. Christ is coming again, and we shall enter the everlasting bliss. Praise his name. May we look to that day and live for that day and work now for Christ. And may we then find in that day all the joy that we could wish for, and more than we can describe.